This is KNKX. We are among the many NPR stations remembering Cokie Roberts, one of NPR's founding mothers and a pioneering journalist. She has died at the age of 75. Cokie Roberts inspired many of us professionally, just as she did for public radio journalists around the country. So few of us got to meet her, though. Our own Erin Hennessy did, and she had a personal connection with Cokie. They spoke in 2005 about the book From This Day Forward. Cokie wrote it with her husband, Steve, about their interfaith marriage. He's Jewish. She was Catholic. Erin's marriage is mixed faith in that very same way.
Neither one of us wanted to abandon our own individual religions. We both felt very strongly, I as a Catholic, he as a Jew, about our definition of self and about our faith experiences. For some people, the idea that you say, okay, one of you will convert, that will work. For other people, the idea that you don't have any religion at all, that works. Or for others, the idea that you would find some third way, that would work. But for us, none of those options was acceptable. And we both wanted to raise children in our traditions. And so we combined them and found very early on that we had much, much, much more in common than anything separating us, and that the combination was quite wonderful.
The holidays can be a time of stress, time off work, reeling in your schedule, trying to figure out how just observant you're going to be. Add to that raising children with two religions. How have you been able to handle that?
Well, you know, I always joke about the Jewish holidays because I often have been the person working on Jewish holidays because I'm Catholic. And I always joke that I'm the only one who's actually gone to temple. You know, many of my Jewish colleagues are taking the day off and, you know, going to the ball game. And there I am in temple and working. So, you know, but Steve also shows up on Catholic or Christian holidays at Mass with me. Luckily for him, the big ones, Christmas and Easter, tend to be holidays around the country. So it's not as much of an effort.
Many Jews these days don't grow up with a lot of ritual in their homes, and that was the case for my husband. So for us, we both have a lot to learn about when it comes to celebrating Jewish holidays, and it can really feel overwhelming at times.
I think that one of the very nice things that has happened in the last 20 or so years is that a lot of people who were raised as secular Jews, and my husband is one of those, have brought religion back into their homes or into their homes for the first time. And that has been a wonderful renaissance. But in our case, the fact is that I was the person who brought the rituals of Judaism into our home because I had no other way of identifying. For Steve, he could say, well, I'm Jewish because I'm Jewish. My grandparents are Jewish and my parents are Jewish and I'm just Jewish and it doesn't much matter what I do. You know, some lox and bagels will prove it. But for me, that obviously couldn't work for my children. So in order to have Judaism in our home, it had to be the religion of Judaism and the rituals of Judaism. I'd like to say that religion is supposed to be something that is about community as well as personal faith. And to have religion separating us instead of bringing us together has never made any sense to me whatsoever. And I think that celebrating Jewish New Year is something that that we probably should all do instead of just saying, "Oh, what is that thing? What is that Rosh Hashanah?" The blowing of the shofar always gives me goosebumps. And then, of course, 8 days later, having the day of repentance. Heaven knows that's something we all should do.
That's Cokie Roberts speaking with KNKX's Erin Hennessy in 2005. Erin says at the time she appreciated Cokie's guidance on raising a child in an interfaith household. This year, Rosh Hashanah begins on September 29th at sundown.